Hey guys, this is Mike Badano, and you're listening to Sarcastic Remarks on 365 Sportscast Radio Network.
Would you like to start us off today, Chris, or shall I?
Welcome back to Sarcastic Remarks with Ryan. This is Chris. We talk about the Stars sarcastically, so they had a really good game today.
I'm so happy right now.
They had 50 minutes of a great game, and somehow they lost. How did they lose this game? Like,
This is going to be the shortest podcast ever, because I have no idea.
Yeah, I was honestly speechless for the entire, 5 minutes? Less? Three? The whole 3 minutes of implosion by the veteran team, full of veterans, and nothing ever phases them because they went so good in the COVID playoffs, and all it took to defeat the Stars tonight was a flimsy board made out of cardboard. That was it.
I'm so pissed off right now, it's not even funny. It really isn't. I'm done with it. I'm sick of this team. They can't play a full 60 minutes. They can't, and they won't.
Yeah.
I mean, I really don't know what to talk about, Chris, because this is if you don't stop me, I'm going to go on to an epic rant, and I'm just going to sit here and rant for 25 minutes.
I know what to talk about. So here's what happened, everybody. The Stars played a decent 50 minutes. They were okay. Played pretty good. Florida was playing bad, obviously. They looked very worn down. That's kind of the Star style. That's the way it worked throughout the playoffs, right?
And then we let them beat us in freaking 5 minutes.
And we ignore Ryan yelling. So Otter was playing really good too. Otter had a great game up until the last 10 minutes. And then we got to the last 10 minutes. Well, wait, first, before that, we need to point out the weird thing that happened that might have sparked the whole thing. Is that board, demolished, which I have never seen before in my life. Like, that looked like a Costco board. You know what I'm saying?
Why are we talking about the boards when the Stars imploded?
I'm just saying.
Why are we talking about this?
When did the turning point happen? You can still say that it's inexcusable and mention it, because
are you kidding? I wouldn't even include it. I don't care about the freaking boards. I don't care if that was a turning point in the game. The Stars completely 100% imploded. This is another game. This is probably the fifth or sixth time I've said this. This is a game we should have won, and we didn't. We found a way to screw it up again.
Yeah.
For the sixth or seventh time. Yeah. Amanda's over here laughing at me now because she knows how mad I am.
Also, our babies are asleep.
Oh, yeah, our kids are asleep, so I got to be quiet. But, okay, I will be angry quieter. The Stars suck!
Oh, that was not quieter. Ow.
it was quieter on my end, probably because I'm talking into a microphone. It's not that much quieter, but...
Gosh. But either way, yeah, after the flimsy board collapse, which you got to admit, that was really weird. Have you ever seen a board do that?
Yes, that was weird. I'm so okay now.
After the board collapsed, somehow Florida rallied back and put on a ton of pressure, which the Stars already didn't have a great forecheck in the beginning of the third, but after that board happened, there was no forecheck at all. And then they had pretty much zone time from the last 10 minutes to the end of the game. And wouldn't you know, they scored 3 goals because they're a good hockey team. They're not a bad hockey team. If this is a bad hockey team, sure, we can full on turtle and not forecheck at all and probably still win the game. But good hockey team, you can't do it.
See, the thing was that was frustrating is that they were forechecking at the beginning of the third period.
They realized
they were like, okay, we're not gonna go into this turtle shell. And then they let that first goal get in, and then everyone's all freaking out again, and they're like, oh gosh, oh gosh, oh gosh. And then when they score that second one, it's like, okay, it's major panic time. We had one good offensive shift after that. Second goal they scored. And then after that, they just turtled again even more, and they couldn't do anything with it.
Yeah.
So I just don't think the Stars team is good enough.
I think that's what is frustrating us more than anything, is because at the beginning of the third period, they were doing the right thing. They weren't doing what the Stars normally do when they blow leads. They were actually forechecking. They were pushing. They had offensive zone time, which is what they normally don't do. And then after the stupid board thing, they just stopped. And, like, what was the point of that? Like, if you're not mentally tough enough to get around a, what, maybe 5-minute pause. Like, maybe? Like, maybe not even that long? Like, this team is all about overcoming adversity. That was their whole story. Going through the playoffs, just losing players left and right, weird COVID stuff. And no, they didn't show any of that tonight. So, long-term it works, I guess, but short-term it sucked. And with all the veteran presence on the team, you got to think at some point they step up and do something. And it just never happened. It showed no leadership in the end of that third period.
No, but that's not true. I honestly don't know what the answer is, because like you said, we had a good game overall. Jamie Benn scores a goal. When Jamie Benn scores a goal, that's how you know that this team is doing well. He scores a goal. He does what he's paid $9 million to do. That's a big part of his paycheck, okay? We'll say that $2 million is for the physicality stuff and $7 million is for, you know, scoring goals. But
that is the issue. I'm wrong.
But no, I'm not saying you're wrong. It sounds like
you started it off. You said, but here's where you're wrong.
But they can't seem to find a way to win a game. And even yesterday when we did the podcast, the only reason why we won the game had nothing to do with our team on the ice. We were the Dallas Hudobins. We were the Dallas Dobbies. We were the Dallas House Elves. Right? That's what we were. There was no team. It was Florida versus Dobby. That was it.
Yeah. And this game, you see, we played a really good 50 minutes, I thought, especially in front of our backup goalie when we don't have our goal scorers. Like, 2 goals is pretty good when we have 3 of our best goal scorers out. And the last 10 minutes, like that was it. That was it. All the stats swing to the Stars. All that happened was the last 10 minutes we imploded. And, like, that's got to be a veteran presence. And, like, we have the veterans still on the ice. Like, the captain is on the ice. Like, if anyone's going to stop an implosion like that, that's who it is. Or the coach, honestly. Like, I feel like I'm blaming him for no reason, but, like, what else is a coach supposed to do except in situations like this? Like, you can run lines and do different strategies and stuff, but, like, that's when you really need to be a good coach, is to figure out how to get your guys going after a break like that and get them prepared for, like, okay, these guys have regrouped now because of this break. Y'all need to be ready for them to come at you. And they weren't. Because it looked like as soon as the first goal went in, there wasn't a change. Nobody said to change anything, where something definitely should have been changed, because you saw it as soon as the restart happened that they were on top of us. After the first goal, that's when you call the timeout, right? Like, am I wrong there?
No. Okay, how often do you see when you have a 2-goal lead and the other team scores a goal and it's 2-1, how often do you see the coach call a timeout?
How often are there pauses in the middle of the period?
Okay, that's where I think the difference is. With the pause and then calling a timeout after the first goal, that just would seem to make it worse, to slow the game down even more. Well, and that's not what the Stars wanted. The Stars wanted to grind the game out and get it done with. So I don't think you take a timeout after the first goal. After the second goal, probably yes. But he didn't do it then either, because he probably knew something was going to happen. And he was right. That third goal was scored, and then he took the timeout at the right time.
If you feel like there's something's going to happen and they're going to score a goal, then you should have called a timeout before that to stop it from happening.
That's true.
The reason you call the timeout after the first goal is because there was obviously a change in the period as soon as the restart happened. Like, it wasn't like, oh, they scored the first goal and they thought, oh, now we can win. It was as soon as the restart happened, the Stars were obviously worse, and Florida obviously had a fire lit under them. That's the reason that you do it. I would have called a timeout there if I was the coach. Because there's an obvious turning point that you can point to and be like, okay, that's where the Florida Panthers started playing better. And after that first goal, you still have the lead. That's when you need to regroup them. I know you disagree with it, but...
not the first goal.
I disagree with lots of the coaching stuff. Like personal disagreements just with the way things are done. Maybe it's because I'm stupid. I'm not a coach. Oh. I don't know.
Okay,
but...
So this gets into some of the Twitter stuff. So I asked for rants, questions, comments, whatever on Twitter. So D. Butler 3856, are we starting to see why Bones was never really a great head coach and just a really good assistant? Is this placed like squarely on Bonus? Is this his fault?
Squarely, no. Like, it's not just his fault, but I think there's definitely something he could have done.
But what else could he have? I'm not saying that you're wrong, that he's not partially to blame. But what else can he do? You could have put Barry Trotz in there, and I still think the Stars would have done the same thing.
I think
that's just me.
I think Barry Trotz gets his guys together and say, hey, there's been a break. They're going to come out swinging. And then if you see what happened in the beginning after that break and you see the goal, then he would have called the timeout and regrouped them. That's what I think a good coach would have done.
Conspiracy time. The boards was purposely broken. And Florida knew it. And then they slammed Dickinson into the boards.
They knew it? It was replaced with paper plates. And they hit them right into the plates.
The boards are made out of paper mache.
And they knew it.
And they knew it.
Okay. Obviously not. But yeah. That's why I think it comes to blame on the leaders and partially on the coach. Of course, it's not only the coach's fault. A lot of stuff has to happen for you to suck that bad in the last 10 minutes.
So this goes back to partially what you said, too. Bonus was asked in the post-game interview what went wrong, and he blamed the veterans.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
He flat out came, and he said, the veterans. Those were the first two words out of his mouth when he answered that question. And so who,
I agree with that. That's who I think is number one first.
Who are the veterans? Who are those guys?
The ones on the ice are Jamie Benn, Como, and Pavelski.
But then those are the three guys who were the most outstanding this game. So that's our two goal scorers.
Yeah, they didn't do the veteran job at the end of the game. They didn't finish the game. They're the guys who are supposed to get people together and let them know, hey, something's going to happen. Like, it's been 2-0. There's a break. Something very well could happen. Because it's a good hockey team. It's not a bad hockey team. So, like, if they know hockey. They know that that's how momentum shifts can happen. Because the third period was all Dallas until that point. That is definitely a point where the momentum can shift. And they know it. They played hockey for, like, their whole lives. They know momentum can shift that way. So, it's definitely their fault. And I also think it's partially Bonus's fault. But I understand that. What I think he should have done is a risky thing to do. But I just general coaching philosophy, I think coaches should use timeouts more often than just at the end of the game. But
more effectively. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you see
that's
some
just in general,
do that.
My opinion.
Now, if we're going to fault Bonus on one thing, I would not have kept the timeout for the 3-2, you know, let's get the game tying goal kind of thing.
Like at that point, I don't think.
See, I don't think he should have called it after 2-1, but I fully 100% agree with you that he should have called it when it was 2-2. Because at that point, they scored two goals in 52 seconds, and you know that's when it's extremely obvious. Like, yes, you might be right about the whole 2-1, and there's a momentum shift thing, and it looks like they're starting to play better. But especially after 2-2, you need to cut the momentum of the Panthers somehow.
Yeah. That's 2-2, that I think the majority of coaches would have called a timeout there.
Exactly.
That wouldn't even have been an aggressive timeout call.
Right. And at that point, nothing was in the Stars' favor at that point. Because, you know, they'd played a great game up to that point, and... You know, they played Stars hockey. They played the way that they were supposed to. You know, especially with three of their top six forwards out. So, but at the same time, I can't blame the veterans either, because the veterans are the ones that scored.
It doesn't matter if at the end of the game they don't do their job.
That's what we're talking about, the whole
60-minute thing. Right. They were on the ice, too, when that happened. They're the ones playing.
And see, that's the thing that's so frustrating about all of this, is that we can't seem to find the – like when something really bad is going on, you want to blame something. Like, there has to be a problem with
this. I've got two big things to blame this time. I mean, I'm good. I'll sign blame all over the place.
Right, but – you want to blame one thing. Like there has to be one problem that's going on right now. But it just seems that it was a little bit of everything. You know, Otter...
That's what it always is, though. Like, a team doesn't lose just for one reason, right? Like, if there was only one reason...
Sometimes it is, but...
Well, something crazy. Right. But, like, if a team only had one bad thing happen in the game, they probably won the game. You know? So, yeah. But we can move on. Yeah, Otter played good. The three goals were like, what? I don't know what he could have done.
Well, does Dobby make one of those say? I know he's exhausted and there's no way he was going to play anyways. But would he have made one of those three stops? Would he have made one of those?
You obviously can't say yes, but he would have a higher chance of making that. And that's what we talked about. I don't remember when it was, but I think it was like before this restart. Like, Dobby has a higher chance of being the reason you win the game, but an Otter just won't be the reason you lose. Remember that comparison we made?
That's
definitely what you're saying here. Does Dobby make one of those saves and pull us out of that single-handedly?
Probably.
Maybe. But you can't know for sure. So it's definitely no chance you put it on the goalie. Like, if Dobby did that, it would have been something crazy. Like, it would have been a huge save to turn the game around or something like that. But you don't blame a rookie netminder for not making a spectacular save when the team is falling apart.
Right, and yeah, and like,
that's why I'm saying it's the veterans.
Here's a question. Is this game because the Stars completely melted down? Or is it just complete dumb luck?
We completely melted down. This was not dumb luck. Like, that's why it's so frustrating, too.
I want to believe it's dumb luck.
You can't. But that's why it's so frustrating to us.
It's happened too many times now.
Well, and the first 50 minutes were so good. Like, for 50 minutes, that was a great game for a Dallas Stars team missing three of its top scorers. Like, two goals in a game, I would be fine with. But when you're a defensive team...
On the road, grinding down.
If you're a defensive team, you have to lock down that win. And, like, to not do that so fantastically, like...
Great choice of words.
You just do the complete opposite. Like, it's sad. As a defensive team, it's embarrassing. Like, if you're going to label yourself a defensive team and you lose a two-goal lead with less than 10 minutes in the third period, that's embarrassing. And this never happened last season. Like, maybe count it on one hand.
See, that's a good point. That's a good point. Like, we even though we were losing games last year, we could put it to the fact that we had new guys on the ice.
Well, they were close one-goal games into the third period. We would not go into the last 10 minutes of the third with a multi-goal lead and blow it all in 5 minutes.
Now, the way I feel about this game is how I felt about – I don't even remember how long ago it was, but there was a game against – it might have even been back when Madonna was still around. We had a 4-0 lead going into the third period against the Los Angeles Kings and somehow ended up losing the game 6-5 in regulation. Or it might have been in overtime. Actually, it was in overtime. So that's how bad I felt about this game. And, you know, me trying to be, you know, calm in front of my own family because I'm all ticked off and everything. And I explained this to my wife, Amanda. I like, on the inside, I'm sitting here, like, screaming like a banshee. I want to throw things up against the wall. I want to go outside and scream to the heavens, what the heck is going on? But on the outside, I'm showing this calm demeanor when it's – that's the complete opposite of how I feel. And it was hard to do that, like, really hard. And –
Bro, yeah, I hurt my wrist. I slammed on my desk so hard.
I did too. That was the one thing I did. It's just like there was 5 seconds left in the game, and you know, Haskinen doesn't get the last shot off, and then I just take my hand and I go, just on my kitchen table, and negative thoughts proceeded from there.
Negative thoughts proceed. That's the new catchphrase. Negative thoughts proceed.
I'll probably call the podcast episode that tonight instead of PGR. I'll call it PGR. Negative thoughts proceed.
Negative thoughts proceed. All right. Well, with that, I think that's a good way to end it. Negative thoughts are proceeding.
Do you want to end it there? I got a couple more tweets.
Yeah. Go through the tweets. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, we'll skip the stats tonight because the stats say the Stars won and they didn't. So.
Yeah, I don't even care about the stats tonight. I'm not even gonna look at them because I know that we played well for a good portion minutes of the game. Yeah. So whatever. Villain DTX. Victory Club name for life. Yeah, I know, right? It's Ollum. Awesome. Ollum. Ollum. Gollum. Awesome.
I don't think that's a real name, but
But anyways, so he said there is absolutely no excuse for the last 6 minutes of the game. It was like they forgot that they still had a game to play. I can only imagine how frustrated they are with themselves. Frustrated, I would use a different word. I'd probably use pissed.
Yeah.
I can only imagine how pissed they are with themselves. I mean, I can just imagine that, you know, even at with bonus, you know, he probably went in there like Tortorella.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he went in there and just started screaming and cussing up a storm. I mean, you can't lose a game like that ever. In any professional league, for that matter. So.
Especially when you dominate so badly in the beginning of the game. Like, that's exactly how we wanted the game to go for 50 minutes.
Right. For the players we have right now. And for who we're missing. Yes, that is 100% agree.
And the last 10 minutes were probably the worst 10 minutes of the season.
And we would have still played like that if we had those three other guys, but we might have more goals up on the board.
We might have more goals.
But, that's beside the point. We just total meltdown.
Yeah. And like when you have players hurt, like I've seen people say, like, don't freak out, we've got people injured. Like, normally that'd be a fair reason.
But there's 56 games. Yeah, this is two-thirds of a season.
We're going to have
– We're 25% through the season already.
Yeah, we're going to have at least two big guys out pretty much every game, I think. Like, at the very least. Even when Bishop and Sagan come back. So, there's going to be people hurt every single night, and that's going to be true for all the teams in the league. That's what's going to happen when you play so many games so close together. But we need to figure out ways to win hockey games like this. And the first 50 minutes were perfect. That's how you want to do it if your skill guys are out. And the last 10 were, like, I don't know how you play so well and then so awful so quickly.
I don't know. Victory Av Stars. We go 0-2 versus Tampa, and playoffs is a HE double hockey stick no. So, yeah.
I don't think that's true.
No, that is 100% true.
I think getting into fourth place isn't going to be as hard as we think it is. And that's all we need. Like, in all honesty, I think getting Ben and Sagan back, I know a bunch of media people have talked about it being like making a big trade at the end of the season. So if we can actually feel that impact from those two big players coming back into the lineup,
it's going to be too late. If we continue playing like this, it's going to be too late.
All you have to do is get into the playoffs. That's as long as we have a fourth place spot when those guys come back in, we'll be fine. But That is true. If we're at sixth when they come back,
and this goes back to what he says, we have to be able to at least go .500 against the good teams. I'm not even considering us one of the good teams anymore. The three good teams in this division, okay? You got Tampa, you got Florida, and then who else am I forgetting? Carolina. You have to be able to beat those teams. What have we done against Carolina? 0-4. What have we done against Florida? 1-2 when we should have gone 2-1. What have we done against Chicago? 0-2. And that's not even a good team. If we go, if we lose to Tampa, if we lose both games to Tampa, we're done. We're not getting in the playoffs.
I think it's a dumb thing to say just so early in the season. Like, yes, it would really suck.
It's not early in the season, Chris.
We haven't played a quarter of the games.
We've already played a quarter.
We played 15 games.
But the other thing about this, Chris, is that all
these
games.
You got 39 games left.
All of these other games that we're playing, all of these games are divisional games. So you can't look at these games like they're 2-point games. They are 4-point games.
Every game's a 4-point game. You lose 4 points, you gain 4. So it's the same thing.
But we're going to lose all these games. That's what I'm saying. If it's basically an 8-point difference if we lose the next two games against Tampa.
And then you just win one game back against them, and then it's only a 4-point difference. So it's the same thing as if they were all 2-point games.
That's not going to happen, though.
But you don't know that later in the season is what I'm saying. Like, later in the season, the team could be different. Maybe, that's why it's a dumb thing to say so early in the season. But like, because you never know. Tampa, like, the Blues last season were in dead last in their division. They go and win the Stanley Cup.
Okay,
so you can never say they're out of the playoffs.
How is that not a good analogy?
Halfway through the season, they were in dead last.
It's because they had less games than everybody else, and there's lots of arguments against that, why that's not a good comparison. But the other thing is that, and you said it yourself, we didn't see the Stars team implode like this last year. Even though we were losing games, yes, that was fine. We did not see a game like this.
You did with the last six games of the season. The last six games of the season last season, the Stars were terrible.
And then what happened?
And then they go and went to the Stanley Cup Finals.
Because of COVID.
Yeah. But what I'm saying is teams change. So stuff can change. So saying you're out this early in the season is a ridiculous thing to say, in my opinion. Like, no matter what. Like, even if it's Detroit. Like, if there's any sign of life in Detroit, which there's not, but if there's any sign of life in Detroit and you said that they're out, like, no, they're not. There's still so many games left to play.
I don't know, man. It's probably the same thing. I'm just being reactionary, but still.
If it's 4-0 at the end of the first period, are you going to say, oh, game's over, no chance? You're not. There's more hockey to play. So even though, yes, right now it kind of sucks, calm down. There's more hockey to play. We'll talk about playoffs when we get closer to the end.
All
right. You know I'm right. You're just emotional.
Yes.
So does the other people who are emotional, too. Y'all calm down. Just have fun watching hockey for a little bit and be pissed off when they lose terrible games like this.
All right. So Braves_Costanza. I hope I said that right.
Sure.
He thinks, and quote, "Think we are at that point where difficult decisions have to be made. This team reminds me of a team that misses the playoffs because they can't get the breaks to go in their favor." Now, we...
I think... I'll start it off since you don't know what to say.
Yeah, let me formulate my thoughts. Go ahead.
We are getting close to that point, right? To where something needs to happen. Like, something's got to give. And... When general managers feel like the team should be doing better than they are and it's not happening, they make crazy decisions to shake things up. So I don't think we're there yet.
Look at Montreal.
Right. They're in fourth and that happened. Like, so I don't think they're there yet, but I think they are getting closer and closer. And in a game like this where the team implodes, where I think partially like even you said after the second goal, how do you not call a timeout? Like,
that's a questionable decision.
That seems ridiculous in my opinion. But like, GMs will make crazy decisions whenever the team is not performing the way that they feel they should. Jim Nill thinks this team is good. Not much changed since the Stanley Cup final.
I like where we're at.
yeah But
okay, two things. First things first, some weird person on Twitter, which I'm not gonna quote his name. He didn't post on our thing, but he said, all right, it's time to get rid of Bonus and go back to the run and gun offensive style. that and I was just like, okay, that's stupid. No, absolutely not. We're not going back to the Lindy Ruff era where we outscore our problems. And then, because I mean,
boy, was fun though.
Yeah, it was fun. Don't get me wrong, but we were the first team in our division. We were the best team, not just our division, in the conference.
In the conference,
and we lost in the second round, right? I think it was the second.
That's
round.
Not how the playoffs work,
right? And then Nil realized that. So all we have to do is get to the playoffs,
that's what I'm saying.
And you know what? My whole prediction of us getting fourth is looking more and more realistic at this point, for me at least. I was really hopeful for a while, especially after that, to start the season 4-0. But it's starting to look more and more realistic. Although I was wrong about Columbus, it seems I was wrong about Florida. That Florida looks like they're going to be the third team. But on the other side, there's nothing that Jim Nill can do.
You want to bet?
from a team perspective.
Yeah, like, that's not rash. I will agree.
Exactly right. So,
but no cap space. Montreal did it, and they're in a playoff spot.
Okay.
So.
Yeah. No. So I'm talking team. I'm talking the players, not the coach. Yes, that's probably the most drastic thing to do is to fire the coach. But I don't think that he's going to do that, especially with and we talked about it just yesterday. So I'm not going to go into that again. But you have no cap space. You have some guys who are paid a lot of money who are not producing the way they should. Maybe under a different system they would. And we saw that with the Lindy Ruff era. You know, Sagan and Ben were scoring at will.
I mean, there's not much you can do. I'll agree with you there. I don't think a trade would help. Like, I think overall this team is good. I think we have 5 players out. Like, 5 of our best players out. Which, that's more than any other team. Like, I did say, like, every team's hurt. I mean that where we have to find wins to get to the playoffs with our guys hurt. But we have 5 of our, not just 5 players, 5 of our best players are not playing right now. That's real bad. So, yeah. I'll agree that he shouldn't make any trades. And, like I said earlier, the Bishop and Sagan coming back is hopefully the big trade at the end of the season that teams make to make the push to the playoffs. You know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully that comes to fruition. But I agree. Really, I think the only option he has is to fire the coach, which
that's not realistic. That doesn't seem to be the right thing to do.
It has worked for teams recently. I don't know what it is, but you never know, dude. You can wake up one day and Jim Montgomery will be fired for seemingly no reason. Anything can happen in sports, which is why they are awesome.
Right, so. Well, I can exhale now.
The negative thoughts continue.
And negative thoughts continue. All right. I think we're good. We were going to stop 10 minutes ago. We talked for another 10 minutes. Oh, gosh. Okay. Any last thoughts, Chris? Play better? Two words. No. 3 words. No, 4 words. Play the full 60 minutes. 5 words.
Yeah, 5 words.
From 2 to 3 to 4 to 5. Play the full 60 minutes. There you
band
go.
Band teachers can only cut to 4 anyway. You meant 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, right?
1, 2, 3, ready, go. That's it. That's all we can do. We can count to 4.
All right.
Oh, goodness. Yeah.
Bye. Go to sleep, all right. Everybody.
All right. Bye. All right, guys. Along with Chris, I'm Ryan. You've been listening to Starcastic Remarks. Thank you for downloading this episode and taking a listen. If you enjoyed it, please leave us a 5-star review on the Apple Podcast or anywhere you get your podcasts, and just let us know that you appreciated it, and because we would appreciate that. You can follow us on Sarcastic R for all the sarcastic comments that we make, both Chris and I. You can like us on Facebook and also follow us on Instagram. and subscribe to our YouTube channel where we put up all of our podcasts and every once in a while a random YouTube video too. Stars completely implode. Negative
somehow
thoughts
lose.
Continue.
3-2.
Yep. And I guess we'll catch you guys on the flip side when I'm in the better mindset. Good night, everybody.
Bye.